Cunnington, and this is Havilah's Podcast. I'm excited that you're tuning in today. You know, this podcast was created by Truth to Table so I could have a place to share my heart, biblical truth, simple lifestyle leadership, as well as just connect with my table community, my table tribe. So I hope that you'll spend a few minutes with me as we jump in to whatever God has put on my heart this week. And don't forget that you're never too far gone from where God wants to take you. You are loved, you are seen, and he wants to desperately know everything about you. I love you guys. Thanks for listening. Let's jump into this. You know, I grew up as an identical twin. I'm left-handed, she's right-handed. In fact, we're mirror twins. It's like looking into a mirror. But we were very different in our personalities. And growing up, my dad used to say, Havilah, you're the lion, and Deborah, you're the lamb, which was great until I began to go into ministry. And I remember feeling the sense that strong women were a liability, not an asset. And I used to look at spiritual women and they were quiet. And the Bible talked about they were quiet in spirit and they were slow to speak. And I used to think that you had to be a certain personality to be used by God, clearly. And I remember thinking about the Bible said that the meek should inherit the kingdom. And I thought, meekness must mean like weakness. Like I just imagined somebody who was meek was wearing a turtleneck and they were like quiet and they spoke in spiritual ways. And that wasn't me. And I had to really come to grips with that God created me as a strong woman and that that wasn't a liability, it was an asset for the kingdom of God. But I needed to know how to surrender that strength in a way that could be led and not always leading. So I want to talk to you for a few minutes about this idea. You know, one of the biggest questions I think we face when it comes to our own will of what we believe God has for us is we ask the question, do I have to change my personality to be led by God, to be used of God? Like, do I have to change a personality? Because it seems like, you know, we only can see certain types of personalities being used. And I want to kind of decode that for you. You know, your will is where your determination and your decisions come from. They're the part of you. It's your direction. And what's really important is to understand that your will is never renewed. Our minds get renewed, our mouths kind of get renewed in what we say about our lives, but our wills don't get renewed, they get surrendered. And it's very spiritual for us to have a desire or a will for a certain distinct like direction in our life. But we need, that's not a sign of weakness, that's a sign of you showing up and being human. But there's gotta be a point in our life where we have to say, I'm gonna surrender the will of God. Remember Jesus did this in the Garden of Gethsemane. He said, not my will, but your will be done. He said, I would love to not go to the cross. I would love not to have to pay this price, but not my will, but your will be done. And that's, I think, the secret to being strong-willed and being maybe a strong person is not that we have to somehow be weak, but we have to be willing to be led. Think about that. Those, if you've ever been overseas, you'll see these old women and they're carrying these large animals on a small little rope. They are walking and it's got this big cow on with them. And you think the minute the cow saw something, he could run and drag that woman through the street. But he doesn't do that. Why? Because early on, and that was just a calf, she would pull that cow with her. And she trained him, even as big as he got, he could be led wherever she went. That's how the Holy Spirit operates in our lives. It's not that we can't overpower and make something happen and do something in our own strength. We absolutely can. But the power of being a surrendered will to God is that when he leads us, we every moving of the Holy Spirit, we know I can't overpower and make something happen, but I'd rather be led. I'd rather be led. The Bible says those who are sons of God, daughters of God, those that are being led, it says led, those are led by God. And what it actually means is those that are being led, which means currently actively being led along our path. That's critical to us being believers in Christ and surrendering. So one of the biggest fears that we often have, and like I said, is do I have to change my personality to be godly? And what's very important is we have to understand the message of our heart is that God formed you and made you just as you are, and that strong is not wrong. Yes, say that with me, strong is not wrong. It's critical that we understand that your strength is not a liability. It is an asset to the kingdom of God. I remember hearing Joyce Meyer speak once, and she said, you know, I didn't know how to do a lot of things. She said, but the only reason I'm here today is because I willed myself into doing things. And she said, I was a very strong-willed woman. But I look back, and because I surrendered that will, God used the strength of my will to will me into places and situations and to do certain things for the kingdom. And so instead of trying to deny that part of you, actually use it as an empowerment to get you where you need to go. And I love that idea. So here's some declarations I really want you to think about this week when it comes to your will and surrendering to your will to God. Is the first thing is that strong is not wrong. I want you to write that out. Like, get it up on your mirror, say it over yourself. If you're a strong-willed person, I want you to say it, but not in like a bullying kind of, strong's not wrong, you can't tell me what to do. But you know what? Strength under control is meekness. And so strong is not wrong because I know where my strength lies. It's critical. Secondly is this, I am both strong-willed and surrendered. I am both leading and being led at the same time in my life. I'm leading what God's telling me to lead, but I'm also being led simultaneously. So I am both strong-willed and surrendered. That's who I am. Thirdly is, I want God's will more than my own. Some of you need to say this like every single day, 10 different times. I want your will more than my own, God. I want your will more than my own. And begin to declare that until you begin to believe that over your life. The fourth one is, I welcome the direction change of the Holy Spirit in my life. And you go, what does that mean? Well, you know, oftentimes if you have any sense of direction and passion and purpose, you know where you want to go. Specifically all my strong-willed people, we are like, I'll power my way through it. I'll make it happen. I'll call the day. And what I want to know is not that you can't make those steps forward, but if the Holy Spirit changed direction, would you listen? Or would you already go, it's already in motion, I can't say it, I don't want to change. And that's how God sees if we're really his disciples, is when he says, I'm going to change direction, we go, okay, I'm willing to do that. And so what I want you to do is declare over yourself, I welcome the direction change of the Holy Spirit in my life. I'm surrendered to that. And then lastly is, I'm being led into truth, and I'm being led and guided into truth. I want you just to say that over yourself. I am being led and guided into truth. And just know that if it's a no, it's usually protection or he's trying to get you to another destination. And so surrender to the yeses and the no of the Holy Spirit. It will protect you along the way. And if he hasn't said yes or no, keep going forward. Don't pause. Keep moving forward because he has no problem changing directions in the middle of it all. This week, think about a surrendered will. Don't power your way through things. Ask the Holy Spirit, God, channel my strength for your kingdom and your glory. And strong is not wrong, but I'm also strong-willed and I'm also spirit-led. Well, I hope that really blessed your life. I hope that everything God is trying to get to you, you grabbed a hold of. Again, don't forget to give me a shout out on the socials. I'm there almost every day. And if this podcast really spoke to you, would you consider leaving a review so others can find this podcast, and as well as some stars? I hope you have a great day, and I'll catch you next time.